honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
This time of year, we really need to slow down, replenish, revive, balance, and restore. Well, we need that all year, don't you think, Andrea?
Oh, we definitely do.
But this time of year especially, we're all eating too much, moving too fast, and I'm so glad to have back on the show the fabulous Jennifer Kreese. She is going to be talking about something called yin yoga. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. It's wonderful to be back with you, too.
I'm going to jump right in. I'm so curious. What is yin yoga?
So yin yoga is a little known form of yoga, and it's the opposite to the power yoga, which most people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And yin actually means feminine or female, and it is about receptivity, introspection. It's slower, it's calmer, and it's a practice of long-held poses where you go into these what look like gentle asanas at first, and then really surprise you because you encounter much of what's underneath the surface, you know, what we really don't have time to investigate in our daily lives. And so you start to feel sensations in your body that you otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to. And it's a really brilliant... What's that?
Oh, I was going to say what seems so interesting to me is when you hold the pose longer, that actually seems harder. And so if you're in a pose longer and it's more difficult, is that helps you get in touch on a deeper level?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, that's why I almost started giggling when you first asked me, you know, what is it? Because it seems really simple and really accessible and easy at first. Because there's a pose that comes to mind called dragonfly, where you're sitting there and your legs are open in a kind of V. And some people feel the stretch immediately, you know, in the groin area, but not nearly as much as they do 60 seconds or 2 minutes into it. And what winds up happening is you target your meridian system, which is this invisible network of pathways in your body. And if you've ever had acupuncture, it's that same system that's stimulated. But the beauty of the yin practice is there are no needles, and you do it yourself. So you
start. That's very interesting.
Oh, it is. It's an amazing, amazing practice. And
you know, I've done it before. I'm a big fan of hot yoga. I know we've talked about it on the show before. And I've tried yin yoga. And now that we're talking about it, I know I've tried it. And you know, one interesting thing is I remember when I was in a specific pose that when I was staying there a really long time that I ended up hurting, you know, my leg. I was in a specific pose for our leg. So what kind of advice can you give us to avoid injuries?
You know, it's when you said you hurt yourself or you got an injury by holding it, you know, it really has so much to do with the teacher and whoever's narrating the practice, because really I've never... In all of the practices that I've led, no one has ever injured themselves. They've started crying.
Leave it to me.
But because they have an emotional release, you know? It's not because they've hurt themselves physically. But it's, you know, it's a whole other fascinating subject. But here's what it is that I like to say, tell people when they're in the practice. If you go into a place that makes you feel like recoiling or pulling back, you really should breathe through that place and then really honor your body and definitely, you know, come out of it a little bit. I think what people do in today's society is they go too far too fast. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Oh, that's probably what happened to me. I mean, I'm so much of a type A personality that I like to get right into it. But I agree. And, you know, taking it slowly is super important. And I'm one of those students, too, when I'm doing my yoga, that I love for the teacher to come over and take me into that deeper pose. Because I also find, you know, having help from someone else really kind of makes it better. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
No, it's true. I totally relate to that, too. And I love someone with great touch. But the beauty of the yin practice is that it actually lets you feel into your body without any external help. You know, there's no heat, there's no hands-on. It's really you and your body, and I dare say your emotions, because that's what lays, you know, that's what's really under the surface in the yin practice. And I think that's why other stellar type A's who take the class really wind up feeling like they have been unburdened. You know, they feel like 1,000 pounds lighter after they take one of these classes because they get to, you know, their emotional selves. And I have to say, you know, with any other yoga practice, you definitely feel better. I mean, I think we can all attest to that. You know, like you really feel changed after a good yoga practice. But the difference between a standard yoga practice and yin is that you slow down to such a degree that you actually feel your emotions, if you will, in your body. And people do have all sorts of, you know, they're called somato-emotional releases, where people either start to giggle or they cry or they get incredibly grumpy. And then that lifts. You know, people start to understand that through the breath, they can literally transform their emotions. And I think especially now during the holiday season, you know, people don't want to admit if they feel blue. You're supposed to be up. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I kind of get blue around the holidays because I miss my mom who passed away 18 years ago. And, you know, there's other things that remind me. And there's things that come up. And I do. I think there's a lot of pressure. And, you know, going back to what you said about the crying, I've done something called bioenergetic therapy, which I've mentioned numerous times on the show, which is kind of you do hold a posture and it's actually purposely uncomfortable and it helps you go deeper into your emotions. I don't think yin yoga is supposed to be, uncomfortable. But when somebody does break down, how do you, as a teacher, how do you deal with that and help them to say it's okay?
You know, it's really about setting the tone at the beginning of the practice, which I think is key. And, you know, unlike other yin yoga practices that I've attended, I like people to feel safe about exploring those aspects of their beings, you know, who they are. So I think at the very outset of the class, you know, I can look at people's faces when I say to them, you know, this may happen. You may feel these emotions surface. And then I think they know what to expect. You know, and some people actually feel a little gypped if they don't start, if they don't cry or they don't have that release. Because the people who do, I mean, really look changed. I mean, their whole countenance shifts, you know, from the start to the class to the end. And it's not to say that you have to cry. I mean, I think people process things differently. But, you know, when you talk about holding space for people or creating a safe space, I mean, that's really what I like to do, you know, create this very nurturing, supportive environment where people can let down. Because I think from the time we're little people, we're taught to repress our emotions. You know, in this yin practice, while it looks deceptively simple, from the outside is really complex and profound. And it was like that for me.
I think that anything that we do to help with our emotions is great, whether it's the yin yoga, whether it's emotional freedom technique, whether it's seeing a therapist. And I think getting down to the crux of what is causing the emotional imbalance, because really that's what ends up leading to the physical imbalance or something chronic that's going on in the body. So I think any practice that helps really delve into what those emotional issues are is so crucial for everyone from a healing standpoint and really from moving forward. So I think that, you know, this yoga in particular is a great thing for people to try because it really helps, you know, people to get into it. And, you know, we have about, you know, 30 seconds left in the show, Jennifer. So, you know, I know Lisa has one more question for you.
I was just curious, did you have videos of this or DVDs or if people can find classes in their area for yin yoga?
I do. It's on the Waking Energy DVD, actually. It's called Hot Body, Cool Mind, and it's one of the segments. It's part of the Waking Energy syllabus. And it will not only help free up your emotional life and any repressed emotions that you have, it actually helps to relieve chronic holding patterns and especially chronic back pain.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you for being on our show. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.